against former U.S. President Donald Trump means prosecutors are now navigating uncharted waters, legal analysts have said, which could create opportunities for the U.S. president's defense, Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
The payment of $130,000 in so-called hush money by Trump's then-lawyer Michael Cohen to Daniels had been under investigation for several years prior to Thursday's indictment. Sarah Krisoff, a partner at Day Pitney Law Firm, says that gives Trump's defense an opening, as key witnesses have given their stories many times before.
There is likely inconsistencies in those statements along the way.
Trump's expected appearance before a judge in Manhattan on Tuesday comes as the Republican mounts a comeback bid for the presidency and could further inflame divisions across the country.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he was being treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old Pope was hospitalized Wednesday and received antibiotics. Asked how he felt Saturday, Francis quipped to reporters, quote, still alive. In a sign of his improved health, the Vatican released details of the Holy Week schedule. It said he would preside at this week's Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and at an outdoor Easter Mass on April 9th. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu promised to boost munition supplies to Russian forces in Ukraine during a visit to the headquarters of Moscow's troops fighting in the country, according to footage published by the Defense Ministry on Saturday. It was a video published by the ministry on Telegram. This is VOA News. Ukraine's top security agency has notified a prominent Orthodox priest that he was suspected of the criminal offense of condoning Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Metropolitan Pavel is the abbot of Kiev-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, Ukraine's most revered Orthodox site. He has strongly resisted the authorities' order to vacate the complex. Earlier in the week, he cursed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, threatening him with damnation. Pavel has described the accusations made by Ukraine's Secret Service, or SBU, as being politically driven. The monks in the monastery belong to Ukraine's Orthodox Church, which has historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea's Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, accused Ukraine of calling for nuclear weapons, state media KCNA reported on Saturday, basing her assertion on an online petition in the country that's drawn under 1,000 signatures. Kim said this kind of petition could be a political plot by President Volodymyr Zelensky's office, but did not provide any evidence for the assertion. Following Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement last week that Moscow plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, a public petition was filed to the Ukrainian presidential office website on Thursday, calling for Ukraine to host nuclear weapons on Ukrainian territory or for it to be armed with its own nuclear weapons. By Saturday afternoon, the petition had gained only 611 signatures, far short of the 25,000 needed for a response from Zelensky. At a time when new artificial intelligence programs seem poised to transform the art world, the U.S. legal system is still trying to figure out who owns the creative output, the users, the owner of the programs, or maybe no one at all. Reuters correspondent M.A. Jaylay has more.
In the U.S. and many other countries, anyone who engages in creative expression usually has immediate legal rights to it. Courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, have long held that an author has to be a human being. In rejecting legal protection for AI-generated artwork, the U.S. Copyright Office cited rulings denying legal protection for a selfie snapped by a curious monkey named Naruto, and for a song that the copyright applicant said had been composed by the Holy Spirit. The office now requires that applicants disclose when their work includes AI-created material.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Tornadoes have killed at least 11 people in the U.S. South and Midwest, including at a heavy metal concert near Chicago when the theater's roof collapsed. Possibly dozens of tornadoes touched down into the night in at least seven states. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. Hey. Huncho!